This is a CBC podcast. If you have an iPad, iPhone, or iPod Touch, be sure to download the latest version of the updated CBC Radio app. You can hear live streams and on-demand audio from more than 60 of CBC's most popular programs. Multitask on your device and still hear that great CBC sound. Find it at cbc.ca/iTunes.
It's been a year of tough economic knocks in Queen's County. There's been a lot of uncertainty around the survival of the Bowater Mersey paper mill, and even though it will remain open, jobs will be lost. Some stores in the area that have been around for years have shut down. Part of White Point Lodge burned down and the resort is now closed for months. But the entrepreneurial spirit is not dead in Queen's County. Freelance reporter Katie Ingram spoke with some young business people to hear their thoughts as they look to the future.
Morning, Katie.
Morning, Don.
What do these young people think about the situation in Queen's County?
Well, there's been a lot of bad news lately, but the people I spoke with aren't ready to give up. These are people who have moved back home because they see a lot of potential in the area. They believe it's a place that has the ability to grow, even in light of the past year. Stacy Smart Chandler is 26 years old, and she's the owner of Canopium Art, which opens the end of January.
I find there's a lot of enthusiasm with a lot of people in my age group who have moved home in the last couple of years, and we just really feel like there's a lot of potential in this community, and we're just trying to take it in a little bit of a different direction and see if, you know, we can build the community through the spirit of the community and bringing everybody together just by appreciating the area that they're in and by supporting what's here. And I think that if we continue to work in that direction, that we can help build the community stronger again.
So that was Stacy Smart Chandler, and she's the owner of Canopium Art, which opens soon.
Tell me about some of the other people that you had a chance to talk to in Queen's County.
I spoke with Brittany Wenzel-Verge. She's 24 years old, and she's the owner of Wenzel Photography. She says it's up to the youth of the area to rebuild the stability in the community.
I think that sometimes the youth that have started up businesses and stuff are kind of being forgotten. A lot of people think that it's a retirement town, and a lot of us aren't ready to give up yet. So I think that we need to support businesses, and we especially need support for the youth that are coming back and want to stay and make this place their home for their families and their future families.
So that was Brittany Wenzel-Verge. She runs a photography business in Liverpool.
Are they worried, though, Katie, that the businesses won't survive the difficult economic period that the Liverpool, Queen's County area is going through?
Well, they are a bit worried. They say their business could slow down a bit because of the cuts at Bowater and with White Point being closed down until next fall. But they have a plan. They say they'll make sure their products and services are affordable to as many people as possible. And they say that for some businesses, a key factor is loyalty. Livia Murray is 24 years old, and she runs Medway River Stables in Mill Village.
Horseback riding in general is not not a need. It's something that they want, and it's an extracurricular activity. So it might be one of the first things to come off their list if they can't afford to do it anymore. Most of my clients are really committed, and they will do whatever they can. So I'm not particularly worried about them leaving forever. It might just become a seasonal thing for them. In general, it's a little worrisome too. Just starting out as a new business, having interest, and now they may not be able to anymore, that becomes a little bit scary.
So that was Livia Murray, and she runs Medway River Stables.
It's 2011, in a sense. We've been talking about the difficult situation that they faced all this year. Do they have sort of an approach for the coming year for 2012?
Well, they'd agree that 2012 is a new start, but Livia Murray says that they have to remain optimistic and hope for the best.
This year was horrible for our area, and the only thing you really can do is just be positive. By no means am I worried enough that I think I'm going to have to close my business. That would just put me on the bandwagon with all the other businesses that unfortunately have gone down, and I don't want to be one of those. So, you know, in a way, it's a bad time, but in another way, right now the town seems to be pretty desperate for something good to happen. So if the community gets together and you can get some support, then it could be a really good opportunity to start businesses here.
Do the young people who have returned to the area, do they have ideas on how to revive the whole area?
Well, the overall plan is for the community to come together and support each other in whatever way they can. But Stacey Smart Chandler, who we heard from earlier, says that the area can overcome its setbacks.
From the group of people that I've been working with, just young entrepreneurs and business people in the area, with the enthusiasm and the energy that I have, I see a lot of things improving. In the very least, I see a new sort of energy in the area that has been emerging, and I think people have a lot of, even with all of the negative setbacks, have a lot of positivity about it, and I'm hoping that's going to translate into better business in the area and new businesses and opening and people supporting the local businesses, because that's a big thing here, is that people support.
Obviously, a lot of optimism in the voices we just heard there, Katie, but small business can't survive without money in the greater economy. They need a thriving economy around them. How do they react to that problem?
Well, they realize it's going to take more than just community spirit and support. They need bigger employers in the area to create a more stable economy. Brittany Wenzel-Verge says while Bowater has been around there for a long time, eventually something may have to replace it.
I think that it would be great to see some of the shipbuilding stuff come to the old Sten Pro plant. Historically, it's so hard to view Liverpool without the mill or even with this new version of the mill, because the mill has been here for almost 100 years. My father, my grandfather, and my great-grandfather all worked there. So it's hard to say what would be a good replacement. Heaven forbid the mill ever actually pulls out entirely. All I can hope for is that we stimulate our own economy, and hopefully some of the shipbuilding stuff comes to Shelburne and comes to Liverpool, and our poor people that lost their jobs this year can go and work somewhere else but still keep their homes here.
So these young people don't really know what the next big business in the area will be, but they're confident the region has the workforce, the talent, and the spirit to attract a variety of ventures. And of course, with the shipbuilding contract coming to Halifax, some of the work will be shared around the province. So Queens County could very well benefit.
Lovely to hear the optimism in those young people and to hear the people are going back to the area rather than hitting the road.
Yeah, it's great.
Thanks, Katie.
You're welcome.
That was freelance reporter Katie Ingram. Now over to you. If you live in Queens County, what are your thoughts on the region's economic future? What are your suggestions to keep the area vibrant? Call in your ideas to TalkBack 420-4499 or toll free 1-800-582-5526.
Looking for more CBC podcasts? Go to cbc.ca/podcasting.